Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by White Claw Surge. Nice choice hitting up this podcast. No surprises, you're all about diving into tastes everyone in the room can enjoy. Just like White Claw Surge. It's for celebrating those moments when connections have been made and the night's just begun. With bold flavors and 8% alcohol by volume, unleash the night. Unleash White Claw Surge. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. 8% alcohol by volume. White Claw Seltzer Works. Chicago, Illinois.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
And welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan, joining us in just a moment to talk Stars and the latest in the NHL, our friend Carol Schramm. But first, let's talk about our friends at the On Time Experts. Last night, we had Eric Fisher on, and we were talking about a Stars potential move to a different city here in DFW. And I followed up with, no matter what city you live in DFW, it's a pretty large metroplex, as you know. The On-Time Experts will be there, same-day service guaranteed. All you have to do is go to theontimeexperts.com, click on the Book Now button, and you know what? You can book it. They'll give you a four-hour window, and they'll follow up like they did to me, and they'll say, Gavin, he'll be there within the hour. And then the technician himself called me and said, Gavin, I'll be there within 20 minutes, and actually got there early, did a thorough inspection, told me what was happening with me. It was just a small issue in my bedroom where the airflow wasn't the same as the rest of the room. Got it fixed. And while he was up there, did a thorough cleaning, because they want you as a customer for life. The best part about the On-Time Experts, they are the official HVAC company of the Dallas Stars. Those sponsors are so important to keep hockey and the Dallas Stars healthy. So let's thank the On-Time Experts. And of course, they're the official sponsor of Spits and Suds, and we truly appreciate their support of this podcast. So send them an email or just click on the On-Time Experts, book an appointment today, and tell them Spits and Suds sent you. All right, let's pump the tires of our next guest. When she was last on Spits and Suds, she got a lot of great feedback. Feature writer for the Hockey News, which is so historic. For those of you that don't know, the Hockey News was founded amazingly in 1947. She's also a senior contributor for Forbes magazine, an active member of the Professional Hockey Writers Association. In fact, out today at Forbes, Carol's piece is titled Top Stories Ahead of 25-26 NHL Season. McDavid, Panthers, salaries, Olympics. We welcome in the very busy Carol Schramm, because what a day it has been in the world of the NHL, Carol.
Absolutely. The general manager's getting all their rosters pinned down, and Connor McDavid taking the spotlight with the announcement of his contract extension with the Oilers.
Were you surprised by that contract? And it immediately made me think of Sidney Crosby, who took a lesser deal to stay in Pittsburgh and to help the team, as well as Steven Stamkos, what he did in Tampa.
And yeah, I thought of Crosby right away, especially because it's the same number as McDavid's previous contract, the same way that Crosby is stuck at $8.7 million. Now McDavid's number seems to be $12.5 million. I'm not surprised that he re-upped before the season. I sort of expected that he and his wife would have strong enough roots in Edmonton that they'd want to continue for a while. But the 2-year term obviously is not what we thought it would be initially. And, you know, I think it's a prove it deal in a lot of ways, right? Like, it gives them a chance to see if they really can push through and win a cup, and still gives him the flexibility to sign another massive deal at 30 years old, whether that's in Edmonton or elsewhere.
What's interesting too is, as soon as it was signed and throughout the day, I've just been checking in on social media, and the consensus that I'm seeing is pressure on the Oilers now to get this deal done. So what looked to be a record-setting contract for the elite player in the NHL and the best in the world, it now is focused on the team. Like, can they get it done? And what does a future Connor McDavid, I mean, The ink's not even dry, Carol, and we're talking about what's the next one going to look like.
Absolutely. I'm already like, can we fast forward to the summer of 2027 and do this all over again?
I know. Absolutely. And I guess that brings us to July of next year, and we are going to fast forward because you have Eichel up. Specifically here, you have Jason Robertson and Thomas Harley up. I guess my question is, when Kaprizov signed, and I know Minnesota is different, and Minnesota had to sign Kaprizov for numerous reasons, but at the same time, that $17 million deal, and then everyone's like, well, wait until you see what McDavid does. And then McDavid comes in at 12.5. I guess the question is where do we sit on the Eichels and the other elites that are up next year? It's a heavy free agency class.
And yeah, it certainly adds a new wrinkle, which I'm sure that there's a lot of general managers breathing a sigh of relief today as the runaway inflation finally hits a giant, you know, boulder named McDavid. I guess it just underscores that everyone's situation is different. You know, the Oilers have been trying to squeeze the most that they can out of a very tight cap situation for a number of years and have done it successfully. But with McDavid taking the number that he has, and then the Oilers signing Jake Walman to $7 million per immediately after, like, that just really shows the through line of how they're able to plan now right away with the knowledge of where McDavid's going to be at for the next couple of years. So even though everybody's got more cap space, the negotiations between GMs and agents are still going to be unique, I guess, for every player. Like, it's not just, there will never be cookie cutter solutions in the NHL where one size fits all.
I wonder, in the Stars case with Thomas Harley and Jason Robertson, if maybe this 2-year deal of McDavid kind of puts that in play, where maybe if you're a Jason Robertson, you're like, okay, I'll go 2 years, give me a nice raise, and then I'll get a real big one after that.
Yeah, and with those guys being younger as well, I think there's a lot to be said for that, because we know that in 2 years, by 27, 28, the cap's going to be up at like around $115 million. So if you think the 20% max numbers are big now, they're going to be even bigger in a very short amount of time. And if you think you can stay healthy and think that you've still got some upside, there's a risk, but there's also a huge payoff for players that can stomach it, that can wait before they sign their next big deal.
You had a chance in the offseason to catch up with Glenn Gulletson, and he has made a lot of fans from his press conferences and actually, to be honest, the way that the Stars are performed in the preseason. I know the games don't count, but we are seeing some differences from a Pete DeBoer-style team. What were your impressions when you sat down with Gulletson, a guy that has been the head coach of Dallas, but we knew they went through bankruptcy, didn't work out in Calgary as a head coach, but a very successful assistant coach, namely with Edmonton for numerous years?
Gulletson is a really personable guy. I'm sure I don't have to tell you that already at this point. He just, he's a great speaker and a really good communicator and engages well with people, which works great with the media, great with the fan base, and probably also great with players. So I think that that's a terrific quality for him to have. And then, you know, as he has joked about his 12-year recon mission across Western Canada since the last time that that he was the coach of the Stars, he really underscored to me the lessons that he was able to accumulate in working with and under such a wide variety of different coaches, where he was an assistant to like the hard-nosed guys like John Tortorella and Ken Hitchcock, but has also worked with younger coaches like Jay Woodcroft and Chris Knobloch in Edmonton as well. And I my brain is sort of exploded from the idea that he was able to survive as an assistant in Edmonton under five different head coaches. Yeah. Like, you always hear about coaches wanting to bring in their own guys, and yet with four changes, starting with Todd McClellan and then all the way through Knobloch, each of those head guys said, yeah, we want to keep Gulletson around because we like the work that he's doing. And given the how extraordinarily like poor the Oilers power play was when he first came on board, it's hard to even remember back to when that was true. And then it became just this juggernaut under his watch. It's, you know, that part of it makes sense that why they wanted to keep him around. And, you know, he was able to do such a strong job until a good opportunity came up for him to get back to his own bench.
Yeah. And I guess with the playmakers that he has, and you're right, I mean, people think of Draisaitl and McDavid and they give credit to the power play, but it was actually under Gulletson that they really began to improve. They weren't that great prior, which is surprising for the talent that they had. But what's interesting too is not only, you know, does he have head coaching experience, but head coaching experience or assistant coaching experience with superstars and Draisaitl and McDavid. Then you come to Dallas and you have Mikko Rantanen, and Rantanen has said that, you know, they developed a nice relationship thus far.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, his knowledge of being, you know, how to work with those elite players is something that's going to serve him really well. And then also his knowledge of having been to the last two Stanley Cup finals and knowing how he talked about how, you know, the level of the game just ramps up round after round after round. And given where the Stars have been for the last three seasons, his, you know, firsthand knowledge of what it takes to get to that next level makes a lot of sense as something that that Jim Nill would have coveted when he was making his coaching search.
I mentioned Jason Robertson, but I did not mention, and you mentioned Lane Hudson in your latest article, the Montreal terrific young defenseman, and you were talking about how the talks about $9.5 million didn't get it done. I've been saying that Harley's number is, Sean Shapiro joined me on Friday and he calls it the Olympic boost. If Thomas Harley makes Team Canada, which it appears as though he could with his performance in Four Nations, I mean, we could be talking 11 to 11.5 or somewhere between 10 and 11.5 for the young defenseman.
Yeah, I think if you were to snapshot the glow up that Harley got after Four Nations, especially sort of coming out of nowhere, that would put him right at that sort of elite young defenseman level of a, you know, an Evan Bouchard or a Noah Dobson, somewhere in that kind of category. And so, yeah, that's getting into eight figures. And you're probably right that, you know, we'll see numbers continuing to rise as the season goes on. So, again, for both sides, it's a bit of a game of chicken. If Harley comes out of the gate well, and if he gets that Olympic nod, that just raises his asking price. And for the stars, maybe he doesn't maintain that momentum, they're able to come in a little bit less.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby. Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
We were talking before we started this interview about Face Off inside the NHL, which launched on Amazon this past weekend. You were glowing about some of the episodes, and I retweeted your information that you were talking with me about, that two of the Stars players were originally interviewed and scheduled to be a part of it, Wyatt Johnston and Thomas Harley, and they kind of ended up on the editing floor. But you were telling me that there's a reason that, you know, everyone can't make the cut.
And yeah, when I spoke to the executive producer of the series, Paul Martin, he underscored how much decision making happens in the editing room over the summer once all the footage is shot. And when you think about all of the players that they're highlighting and all the storylines that they're aiming for, and boiling that all down to six episodes that come in at 40 minutes or a little bit more, it's understandable that they can't really squeeze everything in. And to my eye, what ended up happening with the Stars is the fact that they basically, not that they probably did anything wrong, but it just was that Seth Jarvis's storyline and the material that he delivered as part of the Carolina Hurricanes and Team Canada was just so compelling that he ended up getting almost that entire episode to himself, where I think that given Rantanen's connection to the Hurricanes and the Stars, I think that was probably where they were planning on putting the Stars in as well. But instead, they just kind of doubled down on Jarvis because he delivered a tour de force performance. His honesty and his vulnerability and his willingness to share his insecurities and stuff is something that we just don't normally see with pro athletes in general and with NHL players. And so I can understand why in the editing process, they might have just been like, we gotta lean in even harder. There's even a scene, there is some stuff with Rantanen. They show him being picked up at the airport by the Hurricanes GM, Eric Tulsky. And then it also flows through to his trade to Dallas with his arrival and a couple of Jim Neal press conferences and a little bit of Rantanen content. But I think what maybe sums it up the most is they actually have footage of Jarvis watching the Stars Colorado game where Rantanen goes off. And Jarvis is looking like uncomfortable and annoyed and says something like, yeah, I never love to see that. And it's still a window into his personality because he even like wonders if it was partly his fault that Rantanen didn't want to stick around with the Hurricanes.
Yeah. I just feel as though that just wasn't a good fit from the start. Just kind of a different scheme, where, as I think, like Logan Stankoven, who the Stars, you know, sent to Carolina, is doing really well and fits into that Carolina scheme. Just a heavy, quick forechecker that's scrappy, and that's kind of what they run. But, you know, meanwhile, Mikko Rantanen, you kind of heard the stories and people were wondering, like, can Mikko Rantanen be happy? But, you know, here in Dallas, he's become actually a team leader, which is fascinating, like a big room guy. And so it is, it's kind of interesting. And you had mentioned Jarvis's brother, Stars tie-in, is actually the video coach of the Vancouver Giants, where Cameron Schmidt plays the prospect for the Dallas Stars. Furthermore, you did a piece on Cameron Schmidt in the offseason.
Yes, it all ties together. Jarvis's older brother, Caden, figures quite prominently in his episode as well. They really explore that relationship. And I've seen Caden out at Vancouver Giants games over the last year or so, where he is like an uncanny resemblance to Seth. So it just stops you in your tracks the first time that you see him. And that gets referenced in the series as well. So if you ever land in the Vancouver Giants press box, you will see Caden Jarvis hard at work tracking shifts for Cameron Schmidt and the other Vancouver Giants.
You do talk also in your preview, which people can find at Forbes.com. You talk about Olympic fever returning. And the issue with Olympic fever is the same issue that we had with Four Nations. You have a condensed schedule. Let's talk about the pros and cons of Olympics for nations. Like, how much does that contribute to the popularity of the NHL? Or is it people go in to watch and pride for their country and then dip out? I know it's huge in Canada. It became huge in the United States. And then the condensed, are the players okay with this condensed schedule?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It'll be different, the condensed schedule, for sure. I think the NHL has been smart about the fact that they're using this Olympic opportunity in Italy as kind of a building block for their European presence. The NHL is known as the best league in the world in Europe, and certainly European hockey fans follow the NHL pretty closely, but that's in the hockey mad nations in Scandinavia and such. So there's lots of room for growth there, including in enormous countries like Germany with lots of people and lots of sports fans. So I think in terms of league presence and growth, there's a lot of opportunity that the Olympics could deliver for them. The condensed schedule, I think everybody is aware of. From a media point of view, I realize immediately that this is going to mean a lot fewer practices for road teams when they come through Vancouver. So I'm probably going to have a lot less opportunity to stick my microphone in front of players when they come through town, which is disappointing. There will be a lot more back-to-back games in 3 and 4s. So one of the things I think is going to be really important this year is goaltending depth. I think teams that have two goalies that they can rely on will be in a much better situation because they're going to need to go to that well a lot more often.
And being based in Canada, and we just mentioned the Vancouver Giants, is there any talk up north regarding the health of junior hockey? There'll always be players, but is there a question mark on if the best players decide to take NIL deals and come to the United States where they can make $500,000?
Yeah, that's been a really big deal here in Western Canada. The WHL, where Cameron Schmidt plays, is probably the league that has been hit the hardest by top players and draft eligible eligible players who have defected to NCAA teams. Obviously, the first overall pick, presumably Gavin McKenna for 2026, made his debut with Penn State on the weekend, and scored a game-winning goal late in the third period and was about as dramatic as you could hope for. The Victoria Royals, who are also very close to me here in Vancouver, they lost two of their top draft-eligible prospects to the University of North Dakota. So there has been a pretty significant exodus of stars, but there's also a bunch of top draft-eligible guys who have stayed, and I've been speaking to some of them over the last few weeks, like projected top 10 guys like Daxon Rudolph and Ryan Lynn, who also plays for the Giants. They're both defensemen, and there's a winger named Mathis Preston who plays for the Spokane Chiefs, and they've all told me that, you know, that they're comfortable playing, that they think that this is the best spot for them right now, and that they think the level of competition and a more NHL-like schedule can help with their development. So it remains to be seen. One of the interesting wrinkles is that the Kamloops Blazers, who of course are owned by Stars owner Tom Gilardi, they were actually able to pull a draft-eligible player out of the U.S. National Team Development Program and bring him in to join the Blazers. His name is J.P. Hurlbert, and he was projected to be maybe a late first rounder, but he has torn up the WHL since he arrived. I believe he's leading the league in scoring right now and has been player of the week already, and has the Blazers off to just an incredible start. So the paths run both ways, and it'll be a while before we see how this all shakes down.
Let's add to that Allen, Texas's own J.P. Hurlbert.
There you go. Forgot about that.
More, that's right. We'll take credit for J.P. Hurlbert. We'll take credit for Hannah Bilka in the PWHL, now playing for Seattle. So we'll take credit for her. We'll take care of Blake Coleman is one of us. Stefan Neusen is one of ours. So, yeah, we're doing all right. We're getting there.
Getting there for sure.
All right.
And, that Texas through line to Kamloops is probably no coincidence either.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, we're trying to feed the beast. We got it. We got to make Papa Bear happy. I wanted to end on kind of like a nerd note. And I don't know if you know the answer to this, but since you are an active member of the Professional Hockey Writers Association, I asked Mike Heike, are you the eldest as far as like on the beat for writers in hockey? And he said, I'm not sure. He goes, I think I might be, but I'm not sure. Where could I find that out? Because I mean, I definitely want to throw my flowers toward Mike Heike. He does such a good job locally. Such a nice guy. Always willing to talk. Just a nice dude.
Yeah, there's certainly some vets that are still around. If you go to the PHWA website, it does list all the members, the current members, and their first years of joining the PHWA. That's not fully exclusive or inclusive, because it doesn't include people like team site writers and people who write for NHL.com and things like that, because they're not considered independent journalists. But and there's also, you know, writers who have changed affiliations, and so some of the dates are shift because of that. But yeah, Mike is certainly one of the great veteran presences in our game, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, at Pool88, I want everyone to follow Carol Schramm. She's one of my favorites. Hockey news, senior contributor for Forbes. Let's support her. Forbes.com, the article out. It's her NHL season preview. You are always awesome. Thank you so much for giving your time on a busy day like today to join us on Spits and Suds.
Always a pleasure. I have a soft spot for the Stars, so I always love coming on here. Thanks so much, Gavin.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. We'll have you on again soon. That's going to do it for another edition of Spits and Suds. We are just days away, hard to believe, from the season opener at Winnipeg Stars Jets. Of course, we'll have more podcasts before that. Until our next one, have a great day, everyone.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.